Dem Senator Ossoff attacks Trump, says he doesn't want to do his job, just wants to travel with aid. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 17, 2026. Senator John Ossoff, DGA, attacked President Donald Trump, claiming that he doesn't want to do his job and just wants to travel with one of his aides, Natalie. While speaking at a rally in Atlanta, Georgia, on Sunday, Ossoff talked about the Iran war and slammed Trump for promising peace and instead giving the United States war. Ossoff continued to accuse the Trump administration of lying a nation into war and treating citizens as fools and those who serve as pawns. Aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, they've now been at sea for 240-plus days without a port call. It's a Navy record. And still they serve with excellence. God bless the sailors, Marines, aviators, and all aboard the United States ship Abraham Lincoln, Ossoff told the crowd. See, they don't expect luxury. They'll endure hardship, but they deserve competent leaders who send them into combat only when necessary. And with decisive clarity of purpose, not fools who lie about the purpose and progress of war. And while the sailors on the Lincoln fight his war, while he fruitlessly drains our munitions and oil reserves, the president sleeps through his meetings. He golfs and trades stocks, Ossoff claimed. So, he doesn't want to do the job. He wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie on their apparently defenseless flying palace gifted by the Emir of Qatar. Ossoff's comments about the USS Abraham Lincoln come as Democrats such as Senator Ruben Gallego Diaz have called for answers regarding conditions on board the USS Abraham Lincoln, The Guardian reported. As the ship has been deployed for roughly 9 months, there have been reports of low morale among its 5,000 Navy sailors and Marines, according to the outlet. That has prompted Democratic lawmakers to call for an investigation into conditions on board the carrier, citing reports of low morale among its 5,000 Navy sailors and Marines as they endure a record-breaking deployment at sea. Hegseth has rejected those reports as completely misrepresented. Trump, meanwhile, has minimized the duration of the deployment, saying it is not nearly long enough. The Navy Times and Stars and Stripes, two leading publications specializing in the U.S. military, have reported multiple attempts by sailors to jump overboard as poor conditions and mental stresses aboard the Lincoln reach a breaking point during its 9 months at sea. Ossoff's comment about how Trump wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie is a reference to Natalie Harp, an executive assistant to Trump who is reported to have joined the president on a military plane flying out of Turkey last month amid concerns that Iran could carry out an attempted assassination, according to The Independent.